Injecting drug use emerged already 25 years ago. Most epidemics in the world started among injecting drug users and among gay men, and moved from there to the general population.
But would you say the role of injecting drug use has been almost neglected over the years?
Yes, because injecting drug users are highly stigmatized and discriminated, and so they are not provided with services. It is indeed so that about 10% of all infections worldwide are among injecting drug users. But if you exclude sub-Saharan Africa, then the rate is between 30 and 40%. And moreover, we are observing currently very explosive epidemics in Eastern Europe and Central Asia. All these epidemics are driven by injecting drug use.
In some parts of the world, up to 80% of all new cases are due to injecting drug use. Is this what's happening in the two regions that you just mentioned?
Yes, this is happening in these regions. This 80% figure, these are figures in community and are usually not national figures. But if you look, for example, at the latest figure about China, then you find that nearly 40% of all new infections nationally in China are among injecting drug users.
Why are we seeing this trend now?
Because before data were not collected, and information was not collected, and in some cases information was available but not released because many countries felt embarrassed about these high figures.
You're working with people who are marginalized by mainstream society, drug users. How do you actually reach these people?
Yes, indeed. We consider drug users often a hidden population, and it is very difficult to reach them, this hidden population. But one very good method is that we do that you do peer-to-peer outreach. You establish, you recruit outreach worker who himself or themselves are drug users, and they can talk to their peers and provide them with prevention commodities as necessary.
But what's the actual message you're trying to give drug users? I spoke to a reformed heroin addict, and he once said to me, when you're injecting drugs, you think of the next 10 minutes and not the next 10 years.
Yeah, the message to injecting drugs users themselves is don't inject. This is the main message, and don't share needles and syringes, because that is indeed very, very dangerous.
You also are very active in prisons. Why is HIV infection such an important issue within prison settings?
The rates of HIV in prisons are generally higher than in the community. Reasons for that is that in most prisons of the world there are drugs, and drugs are being injected, and there is no sterile injection equipment, and so injection equipment is shared by many, many prisoners. Secondly, in all prisons of the world there's sex, and most of the sex is unprotected, and so the virus is also transmitted sexually. Then there is skin piercing, tattooing, and violence. And so there are many, many routes how the virus is transmitted from one prisoner to the next.
So what is UNODC actually trying to do within a prison setting? Do you have programs which are currently operating?
Yeah, we are setting up programs in prisons where we try to implement HIV/AIDS prevention. Many of these programs are run by prisoners themselves or run by prison authorities, and we advise them and train them on how to do that.
The latest figures show that around 40 million people are living with HIV worldwide, and it's on the increase. So is the message getting across?
The message is getting across. However, it is also what we observe is that in many countries, HIV is dropping off the agenda, because HIV/AIDS is already 25 years old. So countries and also some organizations, they continue to do business as usual, and that is very scary.
Aside from injecting drug use, do you also look at the issues of drug abuse and how it can lead to the possibility of unprotected sex while under the influence of drugs?
Of course, we have to do this, and we do this. We observe, for example, in Latin America, where we have crack users, they snort crack, that we observe their sexual transmission. So part of the comprehensive package is, of course, also to prevent sexual transmission between drug users and their partners and their friends.
What about the sex industry? Are you active in this field where dependent prostitutes maybe sell sex to finance their addiction?
There is a great overlap between injecting drug users, drug-using population, and sex-working population. Many female injecting drug users, they have sex for drugs, or they finance their drug habit by selling sex. So there is a large overlap in that, and we are trying to address particularly female drug users who have very different needs from male drug users.